Here are headline stories from Elgin newspapers 100 years ago today, brought to you by the Elgin Area Historical Society. I'm Linda Rock. The stories today were in Elgin newspapers on March 18, 1921. Bill and Jack, Lord's Park Bears, and all the other zoo inhabitants were relegated to a back seat today. Visitors passed them up with hardly a glance. We're going out to see Frank, the big buffalo, and the latest addition to the place. Caged up in a box, in which he hardly had room to move his legs, the buffalo bull reached here yesterday afternoon. The big fellow was a little excited, but he's making himself at home today, said Commissioner Frank M. Lasher, in charge of parks. The buffalo was given to the city by the government, being shipped from the animal preserve at Cache, Oklahoma. With the contest for the officers of township supervisor, assistant supervisor, and constables, and the ballot on the daylight savings plan, tomorrow's Republican caucus is expected to bring out a record vote. George F. Sills, secretary of the Township Republican Committee, announced today that 4,000 ballots have been printed. Under arrangements made by members of the Township Republican Committee, the names of candidates on the ballots will be changed with every 100 ballots. Under this plan, all of the candidates will have their names at the top of at least one bunch of ballots. One of Ackerman's specials advertised today is the Witt Garbage Can, the airtight, odorless can that should be universally used. It is the best can made, proof against flies or vermin. It cannot be opened by a dog. An 8.5-gallon size is only $2.98. That's it for today. Be sure to tune in again for more news from 100 years ago. And don't forget to visit the Elgin History Museum, located in Old Main at 360 Park Street. You can find its hours of operation and programs offered by the Elgin Historical Society at www.elginhistory.org.